I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, June 26th. Eastern Nazarene College in Quincy has announced that it is closing. In a message posted on the school website yesterday, ENC officials said it has become clear that transitioning to a new educational enterprise is the only viable path for continuing ENC's mission of providing transformational education. The statement says that ENC has faced significant financial headwinds in recent years and has pursued numerous alternatives to the closure. ENC is hosting a family welcome center for migrants and also partnered with Quincy College for some athletic and nursing programs and has been selling off some property. ENC says this year's graduate and undergraduate students will still be able to graduate, but all other students will be offered the opportunity to transfer to three other Nazarene colleges. ENC also said it's committed to helping faculty and staff find new jobs. The city last year did create an overlay zoning district on the school's 21 acres that mandates that only 55 and over housing can be developed on that property if the school closes. ENC was founded in 1900. It anticipates closing at the end of this year. Well, the jury in the ongoing Karen Reed murder trial ended its first day of deliberations yesterday afternoon after hearing closing arguments from the defense and the prosecution earlier in the day. Jurors will return today to continue deliberating. Reed's trial began in late April, and the prosecution called more than 60 witnesses before resting its case last Friday. The defense rested its case Monday after attorneys called a total of 6 witnesses. Closing arguments got underway an hour late yesterday after a juror was dismissed, with each side allotted 1 hour for their arguments. 44-year-old Reed of Mansfield facing charges including second-degree murder after prosecutors said she hit her boyfriend, John O'Keefe, a Boston police officer, with her SUV and left him to die after dropping him off outside the Canton home of Brian and Nicole Albert on January 29th of 2022. Reed's defense has said she's being framed, saying O'Keefe was actually beaten to death and attacked by a dog during a party inside the Albert home. Reed's attorneys claim police covered up details and planted evidence to implicate Reed in the case. Several prosecution witnesses were seated with the O'Keefe family in the courtroom yesterday. Brian Albert sat with his sister-in-law, Jennifer McCabe, his nephew, Colin Albert, and Carrie Roberts, who was with McCabe and Reed when Reed found O'Keefe unresponsive in the Albert's yard on the morning of January 29th. 2 women were selected at random as alternate jurors. Now, 6 men and 6 women will consider Reed's fate. The jury began with 11 women and 6 men. The family of Rodney Ravello, the Plymouth man who was missing for 4 days and found dead over the weekend, is demanding answers from the hospital that released him. Michelle and her brother Dan Ravello are in mourning for their father, but they are determined to see that policy changes are made. Rodney Ravello disappeared last Tuesday after being released from Beth Israel Deaconess Hospital, Plymouth. He apparently vanished while the hospital was trying to arrange a rideshare service for him. Rodney fell during a morning walk, and EMS brought him to the emergency room, where he was treated for a broken nose and cuts and bruises. A CT scan revealed he had a brain condition that affects decision-making and can lead to dementia. Rodney's family was never notified that he was at the hospital or that he was being released. He was never seen alive again. 4 days after Rodney was last seen, his body was discovered last Saturday. Rodney's family says he was found within a mile of the hospital. They say it's not clear where he was going. As they make funeral arrangements, they want to know why Rodney was released from the hospital on an extremely hot day with no one to pick him up. They want hospital policies changed. The Plymouth County DA's office is investigating Rodney Ravello's death. The state Senate will vote on a bill today that would double the bottle deposit from 5 cents to 10 cents and add additional non-carbonated beverages, wine, and spirits to the list of containers eligible. The proposal was added yesterday as an amendment to an energy bill that's under consideration. A news release from Senate President Karen Spilka's office said small alcohol bottles, known as NIPS, would also be included in the deposit program under the measure. The Senate cites data from the Container Recycling Institute, a California-based organization, that says Massachusetts currently receives approximately $71 million per year in unclaimed deposits based on data collected by beverage distributors. The group says 38% of beverages were redeemed in 2022. Mandatory bottle redemption by mass retailers was temporarily suspended during the pandemic in 2020. The Institute claims that by doubling the container deposits from 5 to 10 cents, along with adding additional non-carbonated beverages, redemption rates would increase to 63% by 2029. The group cites data from Oregon, where the bottle deposit was doubled in the mid-2010s. Under the current 1983 Massachusetts bottle bill, customers can return clean, empty deposit bottles and cans to a retailer that sells them or to a redemption center to reclaim the money paid to retailers when they're purchased. Retailers are required to redeem containers at full deposit value. Redemption centers may deduct processing fees from the refunds. A final vote on the bill is expected to take place today in the Senate. A check of business news this morning, and stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 299 points. The NASDAQ rose 220, and the S&P is up 21. Asian stocks are mixed. The dollar rose, the euro fell. Oil at $81 a barrel. Sports: Toronto beat the Red Sox Fenway last night 9-4. They're back at it tonight at 7:10. Forecast today from the National Weather Service: hazy, hot, and humid with a high near 90 degrees. For tonight, muggy with some late night showers and thunderstorms, a low of 71. Some showers linger into tomorrow morning, then turning partly sunny. A high of 82, sunny 77 on Friday, and cloudy 79 on Saturday. But the boater waves about 2 feet, southwest wind 10 to 15, gusting to 20 knots, high tide 3:45 p.m. Sunrise 5:09, sets at 8:24. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, June 26th.